As an ice cream lover, vanilla is one of those flavors that's just always going to hit the spot. It's comforting and nostalgic, and it goes well with whatever mood I'm in. But sometimes vanilla can be a little boring, if you catch my drift. Sometimes I'm in the mood for chocolate or cookie dough or maybe something wacky, like pistachio if I'm feeling frisky. Whether it's a midnight snack or an afternoon delight, my friends at adamandeve.com can get you the right flavor for whatever mood you're in. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, plus free shipping, which includes rush processing. But that's not all. When you select your one free item, you'll also get a free kit that includes an item for him, something special for her, and something we know you'll both enjoy. They offer discreet shipping as your privacy is a priority, plus 100% free shipping with rush processing on your entire order. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. Just enter offer code Abby, A-B-B-Y, at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby, code Abby.
Get it? The Bird Show.
The talent, the creativity is three-dimensional this morning on The Bird Show. Not only doing a radio show, but also creating, I was going to say beautiful art, but it's not.
This show is really getting in the way of my painting, so if we could just scrap the show so I could focus on my masterpiece that is Abby's face, I'd really appreciate it. So there's been a viral trend, and it's turned into like a date night for couples. So a couple sits across from each other, and they have a canvas with a mini easel and paints, and they are painting each other's likeness. So she will paint a picture of him or her and vice versa. And you sit there and you have a glass or two or 10 of wine. And then you unveil the portrait of your significant other. And the reactions have been stellar. And I was cracking up at the reactions, mostly the women wheezing at how horrible this is. So I was like, I shared it to my Insta story and I go, I really think The Bird Show should do this. And everybody was like, absolutely. So right now, throughout, since the beginning of the show, I've been painting Abby. Abby's been painting me like one of Jack's French girls. And then Mo is painting Bert and Bert is painting a Mo because that's who's like directly across from each other.
So
like,
go ahead.
I've even got you in the nude like one of my French girls as well.
Nice. Why am I wearing that giant blue diamond?
Yes, you're sprawled across a nice Shea lounge here.
Sweet.
I am trying to paint Mo's face with his headphones on, but at this point, it's looking like Princess Leia.
That's why you said Princess Leia, because we couldn't figure out why Mo was giving Princess Leia.
It's the headphones.
Mo gives a lot of things. He's not giving white woman.
Appreciate that.
Real quick, just so we get kind of a halfway point reaction, I want all of you to close your eyes, and I want all you to hold up your paintings to me.
Did you really just drop the F-bomb on the radio?
I don't know if it was a reaction to what she dropped or if she actually saw your picture, Bert.
I'm sorry.
We're still holding
I just got paint all over me.
Wow. Oh, no. In your mouth?
No. I'm just gagged at the fact that I just cursed on national radio.
most of the time we have to dump it. It's not for you guys calling in. It's for people on the show.
Okay,
Mo, you're going to be highly insulted. Abby, I would say, has the, Kristen. Kristen and Abby are the most artistic, I would say.
Yeah, I hope it was worth it because I'm pretty sure a Bert and I relationship is done after this. We'll all never be the same.
Still got 2 hours to clean this thing up. Okay.
You got this.
Still got 2 hours. All right, so the debate, Mo, on, is this in the moment? This was going on?
No, this was a viral post that I saw in which it started to pick up some traction because of a lot of the back and forth that was happening in the comments. But it was a Twitter user named UCC Nandy, and she tweeted that a man will put his happiness aside for his woman, but a woman will put her man aside for her happiness. And she said, harsh, but a sad reality.
And so it basically is saying a man will sacrifice his happiness to be with a woman, whereas instead of a woman doing the same, she's going to sacrifice her man in order to find happiness.
Well, good for you guys. Good for women.
Would you like us to teach you our ways?
In my world, I have found this to be true.
So that's what kind of shocked me, is when I went into the comments, which is what I always do first to see how people feel about it, I thought I would see a lot of women disagreeing with it, saying, no, that's not necessarily true. But there were a lot of women who completely agree. Like, there was one woman who said, I do believe a lot of men will stay where they aren't happy because they feel it's the right thing to do, whereas men won't typically put themselves first and realize that their happiness matters. A woman is usually a little quicker to feel like her happiness matters, and if she is not happy, she'll leave first. That's why it's a known fact that a lot of the women will initiate the divorce. When you look at the divorce rates, it usually comes from women. Men tend to stick it out, but there were also women saying on the flip side of that, when men tend to be unhappy, they'll take it out on women a lot, whereas it's cheating or it's abusive. Mm. And women, when women tend to be unhappy, they'll kind of just more so hold it down and not really allow it to come out. So there is two sides to the coin, but most of the women did agree that typically a woman will leave a relationship that she's unhappy in before a man would.
What do you think, Gabby?
I wonder if it's just because men need women in a way that women don't need men. And I don't mean that to be like snarky in the sense that like men need women. But when I hear you talk about some of your married friends, I wonder sometimes why they stay, because they don't seem like they're enjoying, like the relationship is a benefit to them. Whereas I'm always the first person to bounce if I feel like this isn't something that's going to enrich my life and make either of us better.
I can say that in my world, outside of like the psychological stuff I've had to deal with and the reason why I stay in relationships too long, but another part of that is a sense of duty. Like, I committed to this thing, so I am going to be absolutely miserable until I leave. And I've learned that you don't have to do that, but it's a sense of duty. At least it always has been for me.
The majority of the comments were men saying that they just stay because they feel like it's the right thing to do. And when I do speak to my married friends, a lot of it is that even if they're unhappy, they feel like they made a commitment. I'm in this because I said I would be. A lot of men that are raised in good homes are raised to be a man of your word. That means something when you tell somebody you're going to do something, you should do it. And I think a lot of men have that mindset of even if I'm unhappy in this, I owe it to my family more than I owe it to myself.
I also think you have a duty and a personal responsibility to take charge of your own happiness, though. So if you're in a marriage, I think it's incredibly, I think the fact that you have that integrity is incredible. The fact that you want to stick to your commitment, that you're going to stand by your woman. But at the same time, you got into it assuming that you're going to have some kind of happiness in this relationship. I hope that's why you decided to get married. And so I think at some point you've got to take responsibility for that and figure out, if I'm not happy in this relationship, why? And then what can I do about it? So this duty doesn't feel like a chore.
And you also have to say, I mean, if you're a dude and you're sticking it out because you're feeling this sense of duty, but when she's not around, you're doing things that are so super shady, but you're giving yourself some credit because you're still in the relationship and you're doing it out of duty. No, it don't work like that.
Yeah,
you know
count.
What I'm saying?
You've said duty so many times.
You're so happy.
There's been so many duties.
Get it. The Bert Show.